I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and the Minnesota Orchestra visits the IU Auditorium Wednesday, January 22nd. Our guest is IU Jacobs School of Music faculty member Georgia Flizanis, and during a varied career, she was the orchestra's concertmaster from 1989 to 2009. In this concert, the orchestra plays Beethoven's Leonore Overture, it's the number 3, Grieg's Piano Concerto with Juho Pohjonen playing the auditorium's new piano, and the Sibelius Symphony No. 5. As conductor Osmo Venska comes to the podium, he'll shake hands with the concertmaster, and I'm curious about what he's acknowledging.
Well, the fact of the matter is the concertmaster used to be the conductor way back in Mozart's time. Uh-huh. And that role, which was very significant over the years of evolving through Beethoven's time and a conductor becoming necessity, the concertmaster still retained a very high profile as an important, I'd say, luminary in the orchestra as a leader, not only from the point of view of certainly being the person that sits in the first chair and plays all the significant solos that come up in the repertory, but they also exemplify a kind of voice piece for the whole orchestra during the course of the rehearsals. So if the conductor is asking for something, and let's say in my years of sitting in that chair, I sensed that the orchestra was not completely clear or wasn't actually demonstrating what was being asked for, it might be upon me to make sure that I clarify that to the orchestra. You're kind of a second-level conductor.
That you've talked a little bit about what you might do in a rehearsal. What would the concertmaster be doing during the performance?
I've had to talk about this a lot to my students over the years here. What I would have to say is that what one is doing in that chair is playing in a manner that represents an engagement with the music that takes into account all the things that were said in the rehearsal, all the things that I've marked in the parts myself for my section, all the things that you would do if you were, let's say, leading a string quartet. So you're acting as a unifier, as a galvanizer, and also showing, in a sense, your own command of the work as you play it. Leadership is about command. It's about having the confidence to demonstrate without falter, without any hesitation, what the music needs.
Now, on Wednesday night's concert, as on many concerts, there's a guest artist, the pianist, who will be playing the Grieg Piano Concerto. Does the arrival and departure of various soloists change the way that you work with the orchestra?
Well, it enters a new variable when you have a soloist whose performance is a significant part of the music. We all have to be sensitized to the various corners, tempos, nuances that that performer is going to want to engage in. And when they engage in that, the subtlety of those motions and those nuances has to be picked up and reflected in the way the whole orchestra plays. The concertmaster, again, is in a position to be sure to be the first to signal that something's happening. It can be through body language. It can be through the way you're subtly responding. There's a kind of, I'd call it a networking up in the front there in those front stands with the soloist to be sure that we're literally embracing every second the way that person's performing that concerto. We've rehearsed it. We know how they're going to play it. We're there to actually provide the maximum flexibility, subtlety of response to that soloist.
Our guest, IU Jacobs School of Music faculty member Georgia Flizanis. Wednesday evening on January 22nd, the Minnesota Orchestra, led by conductor Osmo Venska, comes to the auditorium. On their program, there'll be the Leonore Overture No. 3, Grieg's Piano Concerto with Juho Pohjonen playing the auditorium's new piano, and the Sibelius Symphony No. 5. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.